Welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in cell biology, transport in cells. This is topic 2.1, and it comes up in almost every exam paper, so getting this right can make a real difference to your grade. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently explain diffusion, osmosis, and active transport. You'll know exactly what examiners are looking for, the common mistakes that cost students marks, and you'll have done a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself. Let's get started. So, why does transport in cells matter? Every single cell in your body needs to take in nutrients and get rid of waste products. Oxygen needs to get into your cells so they can respire. Carbon dioxide needs to get out. Glucose needs to move from your gut into your bloodstream. All of this movement happens through three key processes. And understanding the differences between them is absolutely essential for your exam. Let's start with the first and most fundamental process, diffusion. Diffusion is the net movement of particles from a region of higher concentration to a region of lower concentration. That phrase, net movement, is really important. It means that overall, more particles are moving in one direction than the other. Particles are always moving randomly, but there are more of them on the high concentration side, so statistically, more of them bump across to the low concentration side. This continues until the concentrations are equal, and we call that equilibrium. Here's a key point that examiners love to test. Diffusion is a passive process. That means it does not require energy. The random movement of particles provides all the driving force needed. If you write in your exam that diffusion requires energy, you will lose marks. Passive means no energy input required. What factors affect the rate of diffusion? There are four main ones. First, the concentration gradient. The steeper the gradient, meaning the bigger the difference in concentration between two regions, the faster diffusion occurs. Second, surface area. A larger surface area means more space for particles to cross, so diffusion is faster. Third, temperature. Higher temperature gives particles more kinetic energy, so they move faster and diffusion speeds up. Fourth, the distance particles need to travel. A shorter diffusion distance means faster diffusion. In your exam, you might be asked to explain why a particular exchange surface is efficient. Always link your answer to these four factors. For example, the alveoli in your lungs have a huge surface area, a thin wall for a short diffusion distance, and a rich blood supply that maintains a steep concentration gradient. That's why gas exchange is so efficient there. Now let's talk about osmosis, which is a special type of diffusion that only applies to water molecules. Osmosis is the diffusion of water molecules through a selectively permeable membrane from a region of higher water concentration to a region of lower water concentration. Let me unpack that definition because every word matters in the exam. Selectively permeable membrane means a membrane that lets some substances through but not others. Water molecules are small enough to pass through, but larger solute molecules like sugar or salt are not. Higher water concentration means a more dilute solution, one with fewer dissolved particles. Lower water concentration means a more concentrated solution, one with more dissolved particles. Here's the mistake that costs students the most marks in this topic. Confusing the direction of water movement. Water always moves from the dilute solution to the concentrated solution. Think of it this way. Water moves toward where there's more stuff dissolved in it. Or if you prefer, water moves from where there's more water to where there's less water. The water molecules are following their own concentration gradient, moving from high water concentration to low water concentration. A practical example you need to know is the Visking tubing experiment. Visking tubing acts as a model for a selectively permeable membrane, just like a cell membrane. If you fill Visking tubing with a concentrated sugar solution and place it in pure water, water will move into the tubing by osmosis because the water concentration is higher outside than inside. The tubing will swell. If you reverse it, putting dilute solution inside and concentrated solution outside, water moves out and the tubing shrinks. The same principle applies to potato chips in your required practical. A potato chip placed in a concentrated salt or sugar solution will lose water by osmosis and become flaccid and lighter. A potato chip placed in distilled water will gain water by osmosis and become turgid and heavier. Now for our third transport mechanism, active transport. Active transport is the movement of substances from a region of lower concentration to a region of higher concentration, against the concentration gradient, using energy from respiration. This is the complete opposite of diffusion and osmosis. Instead of moving down the gradient, substances are being pumped uphill against the gradient. This requires energy, which comes from ATP produced during respiration. Carrier proteins in the cell membrane act as pumps, grabbing specific molecules and transporting them across. A brilliant real-world example is the absorption of glucose and mineral ions in the small intestine. After you digest a meal, glucose concentrations in your gut might actually be lower than in your blood, but your body still needs to absorb that glucose. So cells lining the small intestine use active transport to pump glucose from the gut into the bloodstream, even though they're moving it against the concentration gradient. This requires energy, which is why cells lining the small intestine have lots of mitochondria to produce that ATP. Another example is the uptake of mineral ions by plant root hair cells. The concentration of minerals in the soil is often lower than inside the root hair cells, so the plant uses active transport to absorb them. Now let's look at surface area to volume ratio, which explains why large organisms need specialized transport systems. Imagine a tiny single-celled organism like an amoeba. It's so small that substances can diffuse from its surface to every part of its cell very quickly. Diffusion alone is sufficient for all its needs. Now imagine a large, multicellular organism like a human. Our cells deep inside the body are far too distant from the surface for diffusion to work fast enough. We need a transport system, which is why we have a circulatory system with blood, a heart, blood vessels, and specialized exchange surfaces like lungs and the gut. The key concept here is the surface area to volume ratio. As an organism gets bigger, its volume increases much faster than its surface area. Let's use cubes as a model. A cube with sides of 1 centimeter has a surface area of 6 square centimeters and a volume of 1 cubic centimeter. That gives a ratio of 6 to 1. A cube with sides of 4 centimeters has a surface area of 96 square centimeters and a volume of 64 cubic centimeters. That gives a ratio of only 1.5 to 1. The larger the organism, the smaller the surface area to volume ratio, and the less efficient simple diffusion becomes. This is why large organisms need specialized exchange surfaces and transport systems. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You also need to know how to write answers that earn marks. First, let's look at command words. When a question says state or give, you just need a brief factual answer, often just a term or a short phrase. No explanation needed. When a question says describe, you need to say what happens using correct scientific terminology. When a question says explain, you need to say why or how something happens. Use the word because to link your cause and effect. This is where most marks are lost. Students describe what happens but forget to explain why. Here's a worked example. The question is, explain why active transport requires energy. A poor answer would be, active transport moves things against the concentration gradient that's only describing. A good answer would be, active transport moves substances from a region of lower concentration to a region of higher concentration against the concentration gradient. This requires energy from respiration because the carrier proteins in the cell membrane need ATP to change shape and pump substances across the membrane. See how the second answer uses because and explains the mechanism? That's what earns you full marks. Now let's go through the most common mistakes I see students make so you can avoid them. Mistake number one, saying water moves from concentrated to dilute in osmosis. This is backwards. Water moves from dilute, which means high water concentration, to concentrated, which means low water concentration. Remember, water moves toward the more concentrated solution. Mistake number two, saying diffusion requires energy. It does not. Diffusion is passive. Only active transport requires energy. Mistake number three, describing active transport as a passive process. Active transport is always active. It always requires energy. If you see the word active, think energy. Mistake number four, forgetting to link surface area to volume ratio to the need for transport systems. If a question asks why large organisms need a circulatory system, you must mention that as organisms get larger, their surface area to volume ratio decreases, meaning diffusion alone is too slow to meet the needs of all cells. Mistake number five, in osmosis questions, talking about solute concentration instead of water concentration. Examiners want to see you refer to water concentration or water potential. Don't say the sugar moves in osmosis. It's the water that moves. The sugar stays put. A quick tip on calculations. If you're asked to calculate percentage change in mass for an osmosis experiment, the formula is percentage change equals final mass minus initial mass divided by initial mass multiplied by 100. Always show you're working and include the percentage sign. A positive answer means the sample gained water. A negative answer means it lost water. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1, what is diffusion? Think about it. Diffusion is the net movement of particles from a region of higher concentration to a region of lower concentration. Question 2, does diffusion require energy? Think. No. Diffusion is a passive process, no energy required. Question 3, what is osmosis? Think. Osmosis is the diffusion of water molecules through a selectively permeable membrane from a region of higher water concentration to a region of lower water concentration. Question 4. In which direction does water move in osmosis? Think. Water moves from a dilute solution, high water concentration, to a concentrated solution, low water concentration. Question 5. What is active transport? Think. Active transport is the movement of substances from a region of lower concentration to a region of higher concentration against the concentration gradient using energy from respiration. Question 6. Give one example of active transport in the human body. Think. The absorption of glucose from the small intestine into the bloodstream, or the uptake of mineral ions by root hair cells and plants. Question 7. Why do large multicellular organisms need transport systems? Think. Because as organisms increase in size, their surface area to volume ratio decreases, meaning diffusion alone is too slow to supply all cells with nutrients and remove waste products efficiently. Question 8. What does Visking tubing model in experiments? Think. Visking tubing models a selectively permeable membrane similar to a cell membrane. How did you do? If you got all 8, brilliant work. If you missed a few, go back and reread the sections you struggled with. That's exactly what retrieval practice is for. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the 5 things you absolutely must know for your exam. 1, diffusion is passive, moves particles down the concentration gradient, no energy needed. 2, osmosis is a special type of diffusion for water only through a selectively permeable membrane from high water concentration to low water concentration. 3, active transport moves substances against the concentration gradient and requires energy from respiration. 4, the surface area to volume ratio decreases as organisms get larger, which is why multicellular organisms need specialized exchange surfaces and transport systems. 5, in exam answers, always use precise language. Say concentration gradient, specify water concentration and osmosis questions, and use because when explaining processes. That's it for today's episode on transport cells. Good luck with your revision, and remember, the more you practice retrieving this information, the better it sticks. See you next time.